This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. And here we go. It's the weaponized woman, and of course she is Keita Bussey. And well, she joins us now. How's it going, Keita? Well, we had the weaponized woman with Keita Bussey. Keita's got another book coming out, and we were going to talk about her book. Except we don't have her right now. So, let's see if we can get her back. And if, while we're waiting, off of my interview last night with Tony Wong, if you're listening, Tony, I want you to know, I went out today and I felt, okay. So I was doing a really good intro, and then you hung up.
All right.
A really good intro. It was so good, as a matter of fact, that I probably will win an award for that one, or would have. That's probably now been soured. So how goes it?
I don't know what happened. I just somehow got dropped.
Yeah. You've been ailing a little bit. You've been having a few issues here and there. You okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah?
I actually had the stomach flu last week.
Yeah.
So that was fun.
So when you have the stomach flu, you're really thin drink of water already. Do you have all the stuff that's associated because I would imagine that hits you hard.
Yeah. So I basically lost like 10 pounds over 3 days. It was terrible.
So now you probably look like you've been cutting weight.
Oh, no. Yesterday, I ordered an entire lobster just for me through DoorDash. So I think I just lost so much weight over 3 days that I was, like, famished.
Yeah.
So I was like, I just want a lobster. I'm going to eat an entire lobster and just sit down and eat the whole thing. And I did.
Poor lobster.
It was wonderful.
That thing had no idea what was going to happen. Had no idea what was happening when he woke up that morning. Do you think? I probably think he didn't know what was going to happen. Anyway, so you've got, you wanted to talk about writing a book, which I'm interested in this because I've never written a book. I've wanted to write a book. I wanted to write a book of fiction. Which I don't know. I don't know how that would stack up to doing what you do, because you're actually a coach and a trainer. So you're writing an instructional book.
I have also written a book of fiction with my daughter Pixie. So every night I read her. Well, not necessarily read her a bedtime story, but sometimes we make up stories together. And a few years ago, I think she was like, more than a few years ago, I think she was about 6 years old, she made up this story and told it to me, and then I made some up and told it to her, and we just kind of went back and forth, and it turned into this really elaborate story. It was just fantastic, and I was like, I have to write this down. So we actually published a children's book together before I ever wrote Smart Move. I actually wrote a book of fiction. It's called Precious Pink. So this is a book about a girl from a world where everything is pink. Their broccoli is pink, their water is pink, when they pee it's pink, when they puke it's pink, just everything is pink. And she gets lost on a ship and ends up in a land where everything is yellow. And she's never seen anything but pink. So the guy who helps her get back home is yellow. He meets a girl who's pink, and they have orange babies.
Okay.
It was just kind of fun, you know. It was, you know, just tucking her in bed every night. We would make up a little bit at a time, and when I would get stuck and she couldn't think of anything, I couldn't think of anything, I would go into her school, and she went to a private school that was kindergarten through eighth grade. So these kids were involved in this book writing from the time they were in kindergarten. And every time we'd get stuck, I would go into the school and read to the students what we had so far and say, what are your ideas? And the kids would raise their hands and say, oh, they should do this, they should do that. And they get all excited. And I'd write down all their ideas, and then Pixie and I would sit down and pick out which ones work and put them in order of how it should happen, and we finished the book that way. And it took us a few years. But her entire class that she's known since, you know, these kids went to daycare together when they were babies. So they've known each other since they were babies all the way through eighth grade. And these kids were very involved in the process.
Hmm. I dig that.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah. That staying with the same group, I think that actually stimulates a child to a degree to where they, if they're comfortable in their school, I think they probably do very, very well in school. I didn't get to be with my same group. I went to three different high schools, for example. Changed high school my senior year, you know.
Yeah.
It wasn't exactly like Greece my senior year of high school. Let's just put it that way.
Well, I moved around a lot. I mean, I was a pastor's daughter, so my dad would go to different churches, and I moved all over the country. I went to, like, eight different schools before fourth grade, so it was terrible. And I never wanted that for my kids. I wanted to make sure they were with the same group of kids growing up. And then I also put them in a private school, so there were only, like, 10 kids in their class. So that group was really tight-knit. They were like brothers and sisters growing up. And now, Pixie just graduated eighth grade with her class of 10 kids that she's been with since she was an infant. And now they're all going into high school, and they're all going to different high schools because there isn't there is one private high school. It's Catholic. This was a Lutheran parochial school. So they're all going to different places. And now Pixie is going to be jumping into a high school that's enormous. Like, you won't even see the same kids throughout the day.
We're coming up on the first break.
With the same kids.
Tell everybody how to find you. We're heading into the first break.
You can email me, 180firearmstraining@gmail.com. Instagram, Keita Bussey. Facebook, 180firearmstraining. Website, 180firearmstraining.com.
This is the Weaponized Woman. We'll be right back. And this is Lock and Load.
years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Arrow Precision.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. We're speaking with Keita Bussey, the weaponized woman. And so you were sick last week, but you have been competing and training prior to that, yeah?
Yes.
Now, were you up in the Poconos again?
Not in the last week.
Okay.
But, yeah, I had been before that. So I wanted to talk about publishing a book.
Oh, okay.
Because I think, well, you and a lot of your listeners have some really great stories and things that need to be shared with the world. And I think a lot of them who are listening right now have probably thought about publishing a book. And I'm sure you have too, but just don't know how to get started.
That's my case. That's definitely my case. The reason I have never tried to write it is simply because of all the questions I ask myself about, if I do write it, then what? What do I do with it if I write it? Now, I know nowadays you don't need a book publisher as much as you used to, but, I mean, you still want it to be out there and available and on certain things. But I guess my question to you would be, like, when you have a book on Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's good to have it in the world's largest distributor, but at the same time, it's on the world's largest distributor. Does it get lost in the shuffle?
Well, personally, my book is so niche that it pops up as one of the top sellers. Now, Pixie's book, Precious Pink, gets lost in the shuffle because it's a children's book, it's a fiction book, and it kind of falls in with all the others because there are so many other books like that. So if you have something to share that's really unique and different, it's going to stand out. And honestly, I don't think it matters. I think if you have something creative to share, now in this day and age, you know, in the past, you couldn't have gotten it published. You would have to have a publisher. You would have to have all these copies pre-made, have a book signing, all that stuff. And now you don't have to do that. Your book doesn't even have to be successful. You can just put it out there in the world just so it's there, not even caring if it's successful or not, because you have this knowledge to share. You have a story. Everyone has this story, and you can just put that out there without any cost to you. That's the awesome thing about self-publishing.
Right.
So, I don't care if your book is on the top seller list. I just think if you have a story to share, if you have knowledge to share, and everyone has something that should be out there. What you have, the knowledge that you have is valuable, and it's going to help someone, and it should be passed on to the next generations, or it's going to be lost. So go through the self-publishing. Don't be embarrassed. Don't be shy. Just put it out there. It doesn't have to be a number one bestseller. Just get it out there. It's no cost to you. It's no loss. Just publish it.
Right. If you've written it. Now, the other thing with a self-published book, who edits it and who goes make sure that all the punctuation is correct and everything else, or does that matter nowadays?
It does, to an extent. So what I did, I was actually an English major in college. Before I went to nursing school, I went to school to be an English teacher. So I did most of my own editing, but I also wanted it to be edited for worldwide distribution. So there were certain things that I said in my book that wouldn't be understood on a worldwide basis. I mean, most of the world speaks English, but there are certain things that we lost in translation. So I wanted to make sure in a shooting book, things weren't being lost in translation. So I actually sent it to a friend of mine from Holland and had him edit my book just to make sure I wasn't saying anything that people wouldn't understand. One of the things I said was, after you do resistance training, you do your 30 seconds of resistance, and then you might feel like your legs might feel like jello. So you have to wait until that passes before you do your next run. But he said, in Holland, they say newspaper legs or wet newspaper legs, which I had never heard. And I was like, okay, so we need to come up with some sort of a universal term that everybody understands. So that was why I had to have an editor. So if your grammar is poor and you know your spelling sucks, I mean, Microsoft Word does a lot of that where it'll catch all those things for you. So most of it is already caught just by the fact that you're using Microsoft Word or Microsoft Office. But if you want to have an editor, you can even just hire, like, a college student for $200. Anyone will do anything for $200 a day.
And you're sitting there saying, well, if you got Microsoft Word, it'll just take care of that for you, except everything I own is Mac. Missy.
Well.
But, I mean, I get what
you're
saying.
Either way, you have a program.
Well, I mean, and what you're describing is exactly, I mean, this, what you're describing is happening across media, all across media. Now more than ever, people have a chance. And that's the thing I don't quite understand. And I want to ask you about this when we get back, but just your thoughts on it. But before we do that, tell everybody how to find you and, you know, hook up with you to train and all that other stuff.
If you would like to set up a movement class in your area, email me 180firearmstraining@gmail.com. I also do video reviews there. My website is 180firearmstraining.com, Instagram, Keita Bussey, Facebook, 180firearmstraining.
All that stuff. And the weaponized woman, of course. She does that here as well. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Looks like you reached a bipartisan agreement on infrastructure. Fancy word for bridges, roads, transit system, high-speed internet, clean drinking water.
President Biden reacting to the news that the Senate will vote Wednesday evening to move forward on a bipartisan infrastructure agreement. Biden making those comments at a Mack Trucks manufacturing plant in Pennsylvania. The Fed Reserve says the U.S. economy is improving and is getting closer to federal inflation goals. Fed Reserve Chair Jerome Powell giving a positive outlook moving forward.
We won't have an extended period of high inflation. We think that some of it will fall away naturally as the process of reopening the economy moves through, and it could take some time.
And you're listening to USA Radio News. Firefighters battling the bootleg fire in southern Oregon are finally receiving some help in the form of some rain.
We had some of our weather stations that picked up 0.6 inches of precipitation, so just over half an inch.
Operations Section Chief Brad Washa saying it helped slow the growth on the north side of the fire, but the rain didn't fall on the south side of the blaze, and it's still growing. The fire has burned 413,000 acres and remains 53% contained. The U.S. women's 3-on-3 basketball team is the first ever Olympic gold medal winner. They took down the Russian Olympic Committee 18-15 in today's final. Stephanie Dolson leading all scorers with 7 points and collecting a game-high 9 rebounds. The U.S. dropped just 1 game in the tournament to Japan in the final game of pool play. Earlier in the day, China took down France to win the bronze medal. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Keita Bussey, and Keita, we're talking about her books that she has done. And you made me think of an interesting point, because I hear all the time, especially when it comes to social media, that people lose their voice if they get kicked off of social media. But that's not really true, is it? I mean, you can go out there and write your book. You can do your podcast. You can do whatever you want to do. And that kind of thing is not going to get stopped if you're creating content. Huh?
Hey, Bill.
Okay. Are you back? Did you hear any of my question?
No, I didn't. I'm sorry, I got dropped.
Okay. So let's start that over again. So one thing I thought about when you were talking about everything you've done for yourself to get the book out and everything, is that I hear a lot from a lot of people a lot of times that are upset because they lose their social media, and then they say they've lost their voice. Except the problem is when you lose social media, what you've done is you've lost access to something that somebody else created, which to me is not that big of a deal. Whereas you are out there and you're publishing your own books, you're doing your own thing, you have your own business, nobody's silencing you. You're creating your content, and it's getting out there, and you're creating it however you want to create it. You started mixing competition with tactical, with self-defense. You've made various pioneering moves with other females that you wouldn't think would be shooters, but are. And what do you think about that? Do you think that social media is actually has as much control over us, or is it really just a matter of being brave enough to get out there and step aside and say, well, you know, not only do they not have a hold of me, but let me show you what happens when I'm loose.
Well, they do have algorithms that do silence you. They silence me. So what I have to do is break up the algorithm. If I post a lot of things on Instagram about shooting and about guns, they stop being distributed. They get shut down. So I have to break up the algorithms by posting things like completely unrelated to guns. So I'll post a modeling picture of me or of Pixie, and that breaks up the algorithms, and then my posts begin to be seen once again. So I keep track of these algorithms and how things are being presented to my audience and what's getting through and what is not and how to break those algorithms.
Well, despite that, but when you say that you're being silenced on other platforms, right? Not the ones you've created, not your book.
Right, on the social media platform.
Right. I'm not that good. You know, social media to me, and I know you're younger than me. I'm reminded of that every time I speak to you. But that's okay. The thing about all of this stuff is that I remember a time when there wasn't social media. I remember a time
right.
when that, you know,
too.
Yeah. And I mean, for me, social media is, if it all went away tomorrow, well, I've established all of my other stuff. And see, as we sit here right now, the dark web, there's a bunch of little geniuses out there designing the next little Facebook and the next YouTube. And I mean, the next Google. And the guys in big tech, they understand that here today, gone tomorrow. I mean, who remembers Yahoo and MySpace and
right?
You know, all that other stuff that used to be big. ICQ, right? That used to be a thing. So, social media to me is here today, gone tomorrow, as far as I'm concerned. But for somebody like you that gets out there and you are expressing yourself. You have figured out how to do it. If it came down to it, I'm almost certain you would find a way.
I would find a way, but it's the easiest avenue for me to book classes, get my content out there, that in YouTube. Getting my content out there, getting people engaged in questions about shooting, in gear questions, things like that. So it's a back and forth. Not just, you know, a website where you're putting content out there, but where it's an actual exchange of information.
Right.
I want to hear from my people. I don't want to just put stuff out there. I want to hear back. And that makes me better.
Right. So, you'd still find a way, though.
I would.
You would still find a way.
I mean,
The guy that you deal with, the Fieldcraft channel, yeah, the guy that you deal with, the Fieldcraft guy, the YouTube guy, the SEAL, was he a SEAL or
Mike Glover.
A Spec Ops? Yeah.
Mike
Glover,
everything.
Yeah, I'm sure that he looks at social media sort of the same way I do. He's already got his out there. It's already out there happening. You're already out there happening. Once, you know, this is like being in space. Once you get the momentum going, unless you run into something, you're not going to slow down. You're not going to slow down. So I think it's interesting that because this other stuff exists, the self-publishing of books, putting out music on your own. I mean, you look at nobody gets signed to a record deal anymore.
Right.
Nobody gets discovered anymore.
You just throw your stuff out there.
Yep, Billie Eilish. Look at her. I mean, she's different. She has a different sound. It's because her brother writes it. She keeps everything close to home. She does things the way she wants to do them. Nobody discovered her. They're all willing to make money off of her, but it's quite an interesting time we live in. I see nothing but opportunity.
Yeah, that's just it. If you have something really niche, really different, it's going to rise up, and people are going to find it. What gets lost is when you have something that kind of blends in with everything else that's already out there. So if you do want to publish a book, you're either just doing it for yourself. You know, you have a story to tell, and what you have to say is important, and it should be out there. But if it's something that's, you know, blending in with other things that are already out there, then it's going to kind of get lost. It's not going to be a top seller. But I don't think that should stop you. I think you have a legacy, and you need to publish that legacy. And now you can self-publish. Nothing is stopping you. It doesn't cost you anything. Just hop on your computer, write it up, go to Amazon or whatever to self-publish for free, and your legacy is out there for all of eternity. So
hang on for me.
About how to do that.
Okay, we'll do that when we get back.
Okay.
And we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to, unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th Anniversary Contest for Better Health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th Anniversary Contest for Better Health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Speaking to Keita Bussi, the weaponized woman, and we're actually talking about how to share your knowledge, and in her case, it's with a book. So you were wanting to tell people how to do something, so let's go with that, shall we?
Yeah, so if you want to self-publish, whether it's a pamphlet or a little booklet or an entire book, you can just Google self-publishing, and you can do it for free, print on demand. That's what you want, because you don't have to pay for copies up front. So before you get to that point, obviously, you have to write the book or the pamphlet or whatever it may be. So the best way to do that is to brain dump things that you want to talk about. What is it that you think you know that's valuable, that's going to help other people, that other people might want to know? So think of a list of categories and just write everything down. Now, the problem is when people try to write a book, they think they need to write it chronologically in order. That does not work. If you try to write a book in chronological order, you'll get writer's block, you'll get stuck, you don't know what's next, and it's really, really hard. So instead, just make your list of categories of things that you want to talk about, and then anytime you're thinking of that particular thing, go to that category and write about it. So you're going to jump around between those categories. They're not going to necessarily be in any particular order. And then once you have enough under each category, then you're going to put them in an order that makes sense. Then you might expand on each one a little bit. Then the last thing you're going to do is actually blend them together, make one flow into the next, into the next, into the next. So how do I close this one off to lead into the next one? That's actually the last step. And a lot of times people get stuck trying to self-publish thinking, I have to write this book in order of the way it happened. And then they just stop. They can't finish it. And that's why. So if you're in that position, if you're trying to write a book and you're getting stuck and you can't get through it, it's probably because you're trying to write it chronologically. So instead, just make your list of categories. Whenever you're feeling passionate about something, you're having ideas about something, go directly to that category or create a new category if you don't have it, and just start brain dumping. And that's how you make a book. That's how you make it good, because it's really authentic. What do you think about that, Bill?
I have thought about that. I've thought about, like, when I was thinking about this fictional book, I would write down an idea that would be later on in the story that was just a fragment of an idea that I had not filled in the gaps yet to get to that point, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I saved all of those for years. And in the end, I think I threw them all away. I started to type something up on my computer, and something happened to my computer. I lost everything.
Oh.
I lost it all. But I had put it down. Now, it's still in my head today, even to this day. And, I mean, it has changed over time. But the biggest part about it that was catching me off guard was that I thought I was doing the wrong thing by jotting down these things, or brain dumping, as you would say. Because when...
Oh, that is the right thing.
Yeah, but with something would pop in my head, you know, I just write it, jot it down really quick.
Exactly.
And
perfect.
It'd be like this. You're like, and in the end, he combed his hair, you know. But you're talking about some sort of a superhero thing or something, right? And you know, but this thing pops into your head, and you write this thing down, and that's what I used to do. So I can see where that is a good idea to do that way. It works for me. I guess it would probably help if you had everything complete in your head.
No, it doesn't have to be. That's
no.
Where the magic really happens, is when you have an idea and you just write it down. So you have, like, this scatterbrained list of ideas, and then you look through it all, and your brain just starts to put it all together into something that makes sense. If you try to write it chronologically, it's going to be boring. It's not going to be good. The cohesiveness comes after the fact. First, you have to think of all your ideas of what you want to express, what you want to get out there, what do you want to say, what do you want to communicate, and just dump those things on paper or onto your computer. Then you put them together in a way that makes sense. If you try and do it the other way around, you're going to get stuck.
One thing I did notice was when I would start writing this, when I did start writing this down, a lot of things just sort of flowed out of me, and I would be writing things down that I had not thought of before.
Yes.
So I had heard some people say, you know, the story just wrote itself. Oh, okay.
That's why. That's how the story just writes itself. Is it
right.
You brain dump, and then after the fact, put it all together in order.
Okay.
I'm eating a
that makes sense.
Burger.
I just since I got into the radio part of it now, I've sort of pushed that to the side. I tell stories with videos and or on the air or something. So I haven't ever done the whole fictional thing. Although I have talked
should.
To Max
I
Martini
think,
about it.
Yes. I think you have a lot of really interesting ideas, and you need to keep brain dumping and keep putting them down. And I think a lot of your listeners have a lot of interesting life experiences, whether it's gun-related or not. They have really interesting experiences that should be shared to the future generations, because look at the generations that are coming in now. Like, it's terrifying. We need to be sharing our stories.
You know, I had not thought of it in quite those terms. But, I mean, yeah. The only thing about writing it... See, nowadays, writing it versus... I would want to write it, and then I would want to film it.
Right.
And,
well, that's where things are going now.
Yeah. So, that's hopefully in Vegas, if we have Vegas now that they're talking about mask mandates and all this other nonsense again. If we have Vegas, you'll have Max with you again, and I can sit Max down and I can say, listen, listen, young man, I want to talk to you. I mean, he'll take my call, he'll take my text, he responds to me. I mean, I don't have to chase him down, but Keita knows an actor named Max Martini, who is a part of a younger generation of actors. He's worked with Arnold Schwarzenegger and a few other people. He's been on this show, so anyway.
I was just watching 13 Hours in Benghazi.
Yep, he's in that. He's in that.
Like, oh,
he's in Sabotage. He's in a lot of movies.
Weird watching movies with my friends in them.
Well, no, that's what happens when you're a big dog, Keita. You're a big dog. You know actors and people. Like, tell everybody how to find you before we run out of time.
If you would like to set up a class or order a copy of my book, Smart Move, Economy of Motion for the Shooting Sports, email me, 180firearmstraining@gmail.com. Go to my website, 180firearmstraining.com. Instagram, Keita Busse, KITABUSSE. And Facebook is 180 Firearms Training.
Thank you very much for joining me today. Glad you're feeling better.
Thanks, Bill.
All right.
See you soon.
Hour number 3 is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.